Yeah, I mean, he sounds just as down as us, really, at the moment. But you can't blame the guy, because, you know, he just seems to be very undermined at the moment. So, just the timing of everything as well. I mean, it must have happened in the last 24 hours, whatever he's done. But obviously, nobody's fronting the questions like they should be doing. You can't leave it to your coach to say. You don't even know what's going on by the sounds of it.
What do you think this does to the team, though, ahead of a very big game this weekend, especially at home as well, where the crowd are obviously going to be in voice? Because, you know, being at Elland Road and seeing Leeds United live myself, I know what the crowd are like, and they're very vocal, and they do like to make their thoughts known. So,
I'm hoping it'll be the same reaction as when Matt Dermott, when he got fired that night, and on Saturday, everybody were just buzzing and singing his name during the course of the game, and lo and behold, by the Monday, he was back in position again. I mean, I know he's been suspended, but suspension can be overturned as well. So it makes you wonder if the fans can get really behind Redfern and Thompson on Saturday and the team. Hopefully, you know, somebody will be listening. But I can't believe all the decisions are being made without the owner not being around. It just seems ludicrous. I mean, I've read somewhere as well that the termination letter he was given, it was full of spelling mistakes. Not very professional at all, by the sounds of it. Sounds like somebody's just written out a quick termination letter, hasn't checked it properly, and just handed it to the guy. So everybody's just amazed by what's, you know, happening at the club at the moment. It's just ludicrous.
It does seem like there's a lot of confusion about what's happening at the moment, and it does seem that there's many moving pieces on this chessboard that we like to call Leeds United at the moment, and nobody really knows what's happening.
Yeah. Well, you just want somebody in charge, you know, the current chairman or Salerno, you know, to come and front up to the camera and say, this is what's happened and this is why we've done it. And we're not undermining Neil, but we can't stand for what's actually happened. But it's all guesswork. Everybody's, you know, there's loads of Twitter stories going on now. He's done this, he's done that, he's done the other. And nobody knows a thing. All we know is he's been doing a damn good job. And he's transformed players like Murphy and Wootton. They're totally different players since Thompson came in. And he's assisted Redfern fantastically in the 19 games or so he's been with him. And it just seems ludicrous now that we're sort of more or less safe from relegation now. We've only got 7 games to go. And decisions like this are being made, you know, before the summer break. And everybody was getting optimistic about the summer, thinking that this, you know, next season we can put in a good challenge. Now everybody's sort of deflated again now, because one of the best things that's happened to the club in the last sort of few months is Steve Thompson, and he's leaving the club. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, it does seem that your thoughts are pretty much similar to a lot of other Leeds United fans right now, that this really is a bit of a crazy decision and the timing of it not exactly the greatest, if you will, this big game on the way. I mean, I take it you're going to Elland Road on Saturday. You're hoping for a victory?
Yeah, well, there's the Blackburn game and the massive game on Monday against Wolves, which is being televised. And, you know, there's still some big games coming up. We've got 2 local derbies against Wednesday and Rotherham. We've got a nice, tasty game against Norwich midweek on the 18th of April. There's some big games to go, and we wanted to finish the season on a high, but this has sort of blunted things a little bit now. And it's going to be interesting to see what sort of reaction the crowd do give tomorrow, because obviously, we've stood for so much rubbish in the last sort of year or two that I can't imagine they're going to be quiet on Saturday when the game's on.
I'm really sorry for Neil. I think Nicola Salerno and Massimo Cellino and Andrew Umbers are completely undermined him. I feel the sooner those three are out of here, the better, because the results have picked up since Steve Thompson came as assistant manager. We've lost 4 games in 2015, and that's no coincidence that A, Mr. Cellino hasn't been out of the building, and B, the positive effect that Steve Thompson has had on the team. I feel really sorry for Neil, and I won't be surprised if come first day pre-season we're back to square one and we're starting again with a new manager, which shouldn't be happening, because the work that Neil and Steve have done since Christmas, it's a Derby County away game when we were staring into the abyss, has been fantastic. We've lost 4 games and the run's been superb, and for the life of me, when I got found out this morning through Twitter and through text, I was just flabbergasted, because it's just been nice quiet 2 weeks. We're safe from relegation. A lot of the players have taken to Steve Thompson. Reading Luke Murphy's programme notes a few weeks ago, he went over to Steve Thompson at Quiet Word, and his form's been absolutely superb since Christmas. Same with Scott Wootton and same with the players. And I think I speak for a lot of Leeds fans that a lot of us are absolutely flabbergasted. And it's just as well we are safe in the division, because had we not been, this could really put a cloak in the game, to tell you the truth.
Do you think that's why this decision has happened now, because you are safe from relegation? Do you think if maybe the results hadn't gone this far, and you know, you hadn't been in this position that you are now, if you were still in that scrap at the bottom of the Championship, do you think that they would have left it till the end of a season, or are they now trying to build something going forward for next year?
It's bewildering, because they spent so long trying to get Steve Thompson in, and now he's gone all of a sudden. I think they spent, what, 4 or 5 weeks in negotiations with Huddersfield Town to get him in, and why get rid of him? We're on the cusp of these young kids of building something special for the future, and suddenly one of the mentors has just gone. And I'd have just happily left it, given, and I said on the show last night, I was doing it with Tom and Eddie, you get Redford's contract sorted, you get the players' contract sorted, you're ready for that first day of pre-season, and you're ready to give promotion a go. And it just now feels that Neil's future is uncertain, which is completely fair to him. And we could be back to square one in the summer again.
Speaking to some of the other Leeds fans today, what has been their reaction, especially when they've heard the things that Neil has been saying about him considering his position with the club? Obviously, he's very well-liked, isn't he? And he's turned results around and done such a great job.
Yeah.
What's been the reaction from people you've spoke to?
Just completely shocked. A lot with Chiellino and Salerno gone, because the look at Salerno's track record with players that have been brought in, and certainly with Chiellino's track record with firing managers, you need stability at a football club. And if you're going to be successful, you need that stability. And if we were going to be successful next season and possibly build a promotion-winning side, we need that stability. And the reaction from a lot of friends that I've spoken to just flabbergasted that he's been going on quite nicely. We've had a nice little run. We're unbeaten in five. We've got a nice couple of fixtures coming against Blackburn and Wolves over the Easter period, and bang, and suddenly we're back to square one. And a lot feel if Neil was to walk, he would gain a lot of respect from the football fans around Leeds, because he's been put up with too much.
Now, this is something that Eurosport are reporting on Twitter as well. Not sure if you've seen this. Apparently, Neil Redfern's been told that he can't play Mirko Antonucci for fear that he activates a goal bonus. So it looks like we're not going to be seeing Antonucci again this season. What's been the reaction to that?
Well, why buy him? If you're going to put clauses in strikers' contracts, strikers are paid to score goals. If you're going to put an extra £1 million, whoever's done his contract needs juicing, because that's what he's there for. You score goals, you win football matches, and whoever has put that into his contract, it just epitomises the state the football club's in at the moment, because Mirko Antonucci has come on since Ipswich at home. He's changed the game. He's got a couple of goals against Fulham and Blackpool, and he's looked the part the last couple of games. And suddenly, we're now back to square one with Stratford, which is Billy Sharp's not scoring, Steve Morrison's not scoring the most of Sundays, and Fulham the Cars not scored since November.
So the big question is now, really, but obviously quite a big game looming this Saturday. Again, you can hear it live on Radio Yorkshire. As the boys are at home taking on Blackburn Rovers, how does this affect the side? What is the crowd going to be like? What do you think it's going to be like at Elland Road on Saturday afternoon?
I think it'll be a little bit edgy all of a sudden again, because we're all looking forward to the Easter break, nothing much to play for, all of a sudden, bang. Yet again, we're in the headlines for all the wrong reasons, and I think the atmosphere will be a little bit edgy and a little bit tense. And if we were to go behind, I'm sure it'll get a little bit hostile towards Mr. Salerno and certainly Mr. Chiellino.
It just seems so crazy with the timing of everything. Do you think that there could have been a better way to do this? Would you have accepted a decision like this at the end of the season when things are about to go into that transitional period?
Yeah, I think once you sit down and you review the season, the end of the season, you have a contingency plan or a backup plan, and you know what's going to happen next season, then fair enough. But we've still got 7 games to go this season. And suddenly the players will have seen there that Steve Thompson came in at Christmas, has gone. He's not got an assistant as Neil Redfern, so he's back to where he was back in November time.
Now, let's just go back to Neil Redfern's comments, and obviously being a huge fan of Leeds and a huge fan of the man himself, because he's done such a great job. His comments there were pretty powerful, saying that he now really does have to consider his position. Do you think, going into next season, or even the end of this season, will Neil Redfern still be Leeds United manager?
If I was a betting man, I don't think Neil Redfern will be in charge from July the 1st, unfortunately. And if that is the case, I speak for all fans to thank him for the job that he's done. To get where we were after Derby, because it looked hopeless after Derby away when we lost 2-0 at Christmas, to be in the position of some safety. If I was a betting man, I can't see Neil being here next season.
Very interesting thoughts. Thank you very much, Andrew, for joining us today. It's been a crazy day for Leeds United, and I'm sure it's going to get even crazier over the next few weeks. Of course, Leeds United take on Blackburn Rovers Saturday afternoon. Hear the build-up from 1:30. You've got Mark Wilson and Robbie Blake, and then Easter Monday, 5:00. You can hear it live here on Radio Yorkshire as the boys are away at Wolves. Andrew, thank you very much.